The reality of it is, just as we kind of put this all together, the reality of it is when we think about being to be, that's how we shine like stars. I can't really explain how stars shine. I looked it up and it was even mysterious after reading it. But I guess it's a bunch of gases coming together and elements coming together, and a lot of time happens. And then somehow after that time, the light reaches us. It's kind of hard to understand. I also think it's kind of hard to understand why Christians shine. Part of it is reading God's word. Maybe that's what does it. Part of it could be life experience. Something happens in our life and it just develops. The Holy Spirit just develops us in a hard time or even a good time. There's so many different reasons, but the Holy Spirit's behind it, and we shine when we are to be. So a thought for 2023 could be this: as often as we check our to-do list, which is important, we get productive, we're more efficient. What about we check and carry on through our to-be list? That's just as important. I believe this: when we do our to-do list, that's a good thing, but it may or may not benefit others. But when we do our to-be list, it will benefit both us and always other people. Because when we're more patient, when we become more loving, when we become more filled with gratitude, it's pleasing for other people, yes. But really what we're doing is we're simply shining a light on who God is and how much he loves us. That's what we're doing when we're to be, practicing to be. You may be the only star that someone sees this year. Okay? Your being more patient may be the only example that someone sees in a really hectic world. Your gift of loving and offering forgiveness may be the only example that actually someone sees. That's how dark our world is getting. Your stars shining. So just gentle encouragement tonight as we close out, and I want to close with a prayer that we work just as much on our to-do list as our to-be list. Let's pause for prayer, and then we'll have more singing here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of being productive and achieving, and we know that that's what you want us to do. You want us to work and be productive. But Lord, just as important as our to-do list is that to-be list. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would enter the hearts of each person here. Sometimes we don't even know how it happens, how we become more loving and more peaceful. But work that in our hearts this year so that we can shine like stars. And I thank you for the stars that are here tonight. And Lord, I pray that people would see them this year, their commitment, their loyalty, their gratitude, their willingness to shine a light so that you can be known in their world. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.